Saying it is, quote, time for a new generation of leaders, unquote, Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney this week announced that he will not seek a second term next year. Mr. Romney becomes the sixth senator, four Democrats and now two Republicans, to retire when their respective terms end in January of 2025. Had he sought re-election, Senator Romney would have faced an active Republican primary challenge. Since he would not likely have fared well at the conservative-dominated Republican nominating convention, it is probable that the senator would have been forced to access the ballot via the petition signature route. Previously announced Senate Republican candidates are State House Speaker Brad Wilson, who had already raised $2.2 million through the June 30th campaign finance reporting period, and Riverton Mayor Trent Staggs. Attorney General Sean Reyes, who was considered a potential Romney challenger, is also a possible and perhaps likely open seat candidate. We can expect a very crowded field to develop for what will be an open, safe Republican seat. Though many expected 83-year-old former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to retire, she instead this week announced a re-election bid for a 20th term from her San Francisco-anchored congressional district. She will easily be renominated and re-elected next year. Democrat Sarah Hughes, who was a member of the 2002 U.S. Olympic figure skating team and had formed a congressional exploratory committee earlier in the year to challenge freshman New York Representative Anthony D'Esposito, announced that she will not pursue her candidacy. The top Democrats in the race appear to be State Senator Kevin Thomas, an ex-Hempstead Town supervisor, and 2022 nominee Laura Gillen. In the face of such competition, Ms. Hughes' chances of winning the Democratic primary were poor, hence the decision to end her political quest. Long Island's 4th District, at D plus 10, according to the 538 data organization, is likely to become the Democrats' top conversion opportunity in the entire country. Former U.S. Congressman Gil Cisneros, who was elected in 2018 but defeated for re-election 2 years later in a pre-redistricting Los Angeles-Orange County congressional district, and then served as a Defense Department undersecretary in the Biden administration, has once again become an unofficial Democratic congressional candidate. Mr. Cisneros this week filed exploratory committee documents with the Federal Election Commission. The former congressman is starting from scratch in his new CD. The open 31st district, from which veteran Democratic Representative Grace Napolitano is retiring, has no constituent in common with the district that Mr. Cisneros previously represented. He won't have money problems, however. In 2010, Mr. Cisneros, then a recently retired U.S. Navy officer, won a $266 million Mega Millions lottery, so campaign funding should not be a particular issue for him. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.